views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief when you tune into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. So I've been using this radio show as a vehicle to show people, allowing them to have the experience of what it feels like to shift very quickly by tuning in intuitively and feeling for the problem rather than thinking it through. And I've met some really cool people in my travels around the globe. And one of my favorite people to have on this show is on today, Phil Free. And Phil has been using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms way back in 1998. And he has continued to apply energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvement for himself, his family, his friends, and his clients. And he feels very strongly that others can benefit from it too. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. He grew up bilingual and received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. Phil has lived up and down the coast of California and is now settled in Tucson, Arizona in 2009 with his family. And I first met Phil at a seminar in 2008, and we have been working together ever since. And we've been clearing energy for ourselves, for other people, and just honing our craft. And so it's a real pleasure to introduce Phil on The Truth is Funny today. Phil, are you there?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's awesome to have you on the show. I just want to remind people that, you know, we love to hear from you, and Phil and I are here to clear energy. So if you want to call in, if you have a problem that you want to energetically shift, call in 1-800-930-2819. And, you know, today Phil and I, we decided we were going to talk about being on autopilot. And I'm just going to turn that over to you, Phil, and explain what you mean when people are just operating on autopilot.
Well, that's when we're acting unconsciously, in other words. And, you know, it could be a positive or negative thing depending on our situation. So, you know, today we'd like to focus on the times where it's a bother, where it's we're doing something, we're not aware of what we're doing or how we're doing it, and it's detrimental to us in some way or other. And we want to hone in on that and see if we can change that behavior.
Yeah, because we all get into habits, you know, that we're, you know, doing, even like getting ready for work in the morning, getting the kids off to school, making breakfast, getting out the door. You know, if you're exhausted by the time you get out the door, it's hard to be like a high-performing individual at work. So do you want to just talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So, I mean, since you mentioned that sort of morning routine or whatever, a lot of people may get up in the morning, get themselves ready, have some breakfast or coffee or something like that, get their kids ready, you know, feed them, get them out the door, you know, get them dressed, all those things. So when we look at all those things, there's a lot of sort of mini events in that whole thing. So we can kind of look, well, is there something problematic? It's like getting up problematic? Is or are you okay getting up and getting yourself ready? But then when you get to breakfast, is that when you start to get a little bit triggered? Or is it getting out the door? So, I mean, being able to hone in on like little things about, you know, our daily life routine, or even if it's not a routine thing, and notice, you know, is this the way that we really want to do this? Is this the most effective way to go about this? And a lot of us, we get caught up in all these routines that we get lost, and we forget to look at these things, and we go on doing these bad habits for 10, 20, 30 years, sometimes more. So, you know, we can tune into that today and see if we'll shift some things for some people.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, every task that we do in the day, if we do that task with purpose and efficiency, then we can be in a place where we can be more efficient. And when we get out the door, you know, we're in a strong place. And part of that, too, is when you mentioned the routine, it's also when, you know, there's a break in the routine. Like if someone ends up sick at home or something, and, you know, you have young children, and then you have to find alternative, places for the child to go that day, or you have to call in and tell work you can't come. All of these things, the lack of routine, it's important to recognize that, you know, when we have a habitual day and we're really set in that routine and we get knocked off that routine, you know, do you want to just talk about that a little bit, like about how people can sort of center themselves, you know?
Right. Sure. So, yeah, then, you know, I mean, people could take it too far one way or the other. You know, some people get locked in the routine, like you mentioned. And then, yes, the slightest variation of that routine will throw them off. And that's not very, you know, strong place to be most of the time, because there are a lot of variations in life, whether it's the weather, your kid gets sick, or whatever you mentioned. So, you know, we want to be strong to variables while also being strong to the, you know, the schedule that we did set or have in mind. So it's a balance. It's a balancing act. And that's all of life. And, you know, I hope everybody will take that, take that in consideration as we talk. And if I don't want to sound one-sided in anything I say, you know, if it sounds like I'm saying something that, and it sounds one-sided, it's just sort of, I'm responding to somebody who's too much on the other side. But in life, we like balance. We like a balanced perspective, balanced way of doing things. Autopilot can be a positive thing, you know, as long as we, you know, programmed ourselves with intention, just like a plane. If we, you know, set the course for a specific destination, then we program, you know, the route, and then we press the button and everything's fine. And then we can, you know, land the plane safely, get to where we were. And the autopilot was a good thing if we wanted it to be. So sometimes we just forget to plan our destination and we're just on autopilot. We don't know what we're doing or the purpose of what we're doing. And that's what we can change here today. We can look at these little things that we do that don't really help us and see if we can take those out of the equation, and that will lead to improved energy efficiency, basically more energy, in other words.
Yeah. And what's really interesting is that at this time in our history of humanity, as we know it anyway, we have more information coming in. Information equals energy. And so more and more, we have more and more energy available to us because we have more and more information available to us. And yet people kind of insist that they're operating at like that they're being stretched beyond their limits. And in actual fact, most people aren't tapping into their potential because they're not recognizing the underlying weaknesses that might be leading to the problems in their day. And so that's what you and I want to address for people that are calling in today, and also for people who aren't calling in, for people who are listening to this later, or, you know, that weren't able to be on like right here, right in this time space. We're just going to strengthen that for everybody, that as you listen to the radio show later on, that you would also get the energetic shifts. And we do have a caller, which we will take when we come back from our first break here. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan. And my guest today is Phil Free. When we return, we will share some more ways to shift some energy. We'll be right back.
Got down to the gate and I was dreaming of the night. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S-Cafe.com.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
We are back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Phil Free. You can reach me at www.thetruthisfunny.com or at www.energeticupgrade.com. That is the seminars that I teach with Mark Kettenbach. And I also wanted, Phil, for you to please share your contact information in case people want to get in connection with you.
You can email me at whatphil@hotmail.com, W-H-A-T-P-H-I-L @hotmail.com. If for any reason I don't answer you, probably went to my junk. And I would just say, if it's okay with Colette, just contact her. If you've tried to reach me and I didn't answer, just contact her and put a little note saying that, you know, get it through to Phil, and I'm sure she'll get it through to me.
Okay, absolutely. So if you can also reach me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. Phil, that's what I love about you. You're very simple.
Well, the truth is funny, right?
So, and I just want to tell people that, you know, feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. We do have a caller on the line and we would like to take that call now. Victory, are you there?
Hello, Colette, and
hi.
Hello, Phil.
Hi, Victory.
Hi, it's so awesome. Wow, I'm so excited.
Cool. What can Phil and I do for you this morning?
Well, I'm having pain and difficulty in my joints and wrists, a lot of pain and swelling, and it's come back. And
okay.
So that's what I'm calling in for.
Okay, and on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is this
at
bothering
this point,
you?
It's about an 8.
An 8? Okay, Phil, what are you picking up?
Well, I just wanted to get a little bit more background info. When did this begin, this condition for you?
I've had it, this condition, I've had it for about 5 months. Before that, though, I had rheumatoid arthritis a number of years ago, but I was able to clear it up, but it's come back at a number of my joints. At least, you know, that's a symptom, but.
Okay. So as far as, you know, these kinds of situations where you have swelling for, you know, that's one of the things you mentioned. We're going to look at any imbalance between swelling and contracting, basically. All right. So that's going to, for you, be some sort of organ issue, an internal organs, we call it. All right. And then there's also other issues, basically, that are not physical that are affecting the situation, too. So same thing, rather than right now, it's coming on the mental level and the thinking and the information that even you believe about your condition, put it that way. So in other words, I mean, there are different ways to handle your situation that are not necessarily what you've read about. And the first thing is being aware of yourself, being aware of, like, you know, specific things, and also clearing the fears, the triggers, the issues that come up. So right now you're still in that phase where you're a little bit triggered by your condition. And if we can get you a little bit more level in your energy and your thinking, then your automatic sort of healing system, if you'd like, or, you know, your body is a self-healing mechanism. You know, when we fall down, we get a scrape, it heals itself. We don't have to will our scrape to heal. It just heals itself if we don't have any problems. So that's what we're doing here. We're going to take the problems, the mental problems, the other problems out of the equation so that your body can do the work and get yourself where you want to be. All right. Now let's Colette speak a little bit now.
Okay. What I right away picked up is that, you know, it went away and then it came back. And this is coming up number one weakness for you, things that go away and then come back, or things that you want to stay that don't, and things that you don't want to stay do. So that's the number one weakness that I'm picking up there, and the frustration of that. And of, you know, this is something important to acknowledge, that when people energetically shift, what happens is sometimes, you know, they'll feel like the symptoms came back, but if you really ask what happened, it's slightly different. And so once an energetic shift has occurred, what happens is the pain, it changes. It may feel the same, but if you really zero in on the pain, you'll notice that it feels somewhat different. So I would just like to ask you, have you noticed a difference since it came back?
You know, that's a very good point to make, because there have been differences, but I can't put it in words, but I can feel it in my core.
Okay.
There have been differences.
All right. So we're just going to strengthen you that, you know, you don't have to put it into words, although this is a radio show. So on a radio show, we put things into words, you know, and we describe what we're doing, but you know, energetically shifting things is, it's not necessary to actually say it out loud or to even have an understanding in a, you know, like on that level of using words to explain it. So I'm just going to work on that. And I'm going to hand you back to Phil here, because I can feel him working on you behind the scenes here. Phil, what's
Thank
coming
you.
Up
Thank
now?
Okay, so there's issues like... Again, it's just what we feel, but it sounds strange to some people, but it's what we pick up on. For me, it's just like being upfront. So being upfront, there's some issue for you. Being upfront with yourself, upfront with others. All right. So I don't know how that translates into a physical condition exactly. Sometimes even me, I have to take a little time, or I have to just trust myself, know that it's going in the right place. I don't always understand it. And that's part of the process. And, so I look at, you know, all we're just going to ask you to reevaluate in a minute here, but I'm just going to keep going with what I'm seeing here, or feeling, I should say. So when I look at you, when I feel your thing, it's like your condition, it's like getting better could be stronger. Okay. Being ideal, being at your best could be stronger, all these things. So all these things can be stronger. So being at your best in your posture, in your speech, in the way you present yourself, all these things, I'm sensing that on a spiritual level, on some level, you're wanting it. That's why you're calling us here today. On some level, it's just like there's some blocks. So that's what we're clearing here for you today. And, you know, we can go on, but I'm going to ask you right now on a scale of 0 to 10, when you get in touch with the issue that you mentioned at when you called in, how much does it bother you now?
It's bothering me about a 6 now.
Okay, so we do sense some change. We can keep going with it here, but I just wanted to see that we're going in a direction that's positive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm picking up that actually, as soon as you asked him what number he was at, I was getting right away that it's stronger to 3. And so we're just going to strengthen the perception to catch up with the energetic shifting. And I'm also picking up when you say standing up front, it was more about how he carries himself. And mm-hmm. I've got, you know, that's the word that came to me about being able to carry yourself, and also carrying others is what's coming up. And
okay.
And then carrying came to caring.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So go for it, Phil.
Yeah. And I'm getting that your name is a lot to live up to here. That's what's coming up. So, you know, you introduce yourself as Victory. And I mean, if that's what you're going by, if that's your given name, that's a lot to live up to. And it's a bold name, though. So it's like, if you want to live up to that name, which is, you know, an honorable thing to do if your intentions are good and your perspective is good, then, you know, you want to be strong to that then. You want to be strong to living up to that. So, and achieving that, you know, living out your name. It seems like that's a big theme for you. So, however that's symbolically, you know, or physically manifest, let's put it that way. Let's just strengthen you to that. And then again, the you have the balanced perspective, you have the balanced energy to manifest that.
And also what I'm picking up is like the weakness from the wrists to the ankles and the ankles to the wrists. There's some spiritual experiences of traumas up and down the family line to being held back, tied down, bound. And when we talk about this, the binding isn't coming necessarily like on a physical level, but more like feeling like your hands are tied and that you can't get done what you want to get done. So we're just going to check in with you now. Before I check in with you, I'm also picking up that the inflammation, we just strengthen you to being okay with being angry. So that like, it's not like you have to, sometimes people shy away from their emotions that come up and they don't want to be angry. They want to be like, you know, always like on this even keel. And so we just strengthen that for you. And I'm just going to ask you what number you're at now.
I'd say a 2.
Okay, there we go. So, you know, what I just want to explain to people listening in is a lot of times, like the vast majority of the weaknesses coming up here for you are actually on the non-physical level. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that. A lot of times what happens is, you know, our body only has so many ways of showing us that there's a problem. And when there's inflammation in the body, that's generally a residual anger. And so we want to strengthen you to your anger. If you have, you know, like, and grief, anger and grief are the two emotions that are coming up for me here and being able to face those things. We have to take just a quick break here. And if you want to hang on there, Victory, we'll check in with you after the break and see if we can get you down to 0 here. Okay. I am Colette Marie Stephan. And you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can call in if you would like an opportunity to shift your life for the better, 1-800-930-2819. And we'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Music. you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Hello, it's me. Hi, I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Phil Free, and we are clearing energy. We have a caller on the line, Victory, that we've been working through the break on, and we would just like to check in with you now, Victory, and see how you are feeling.
It's definitely shifted. I'm probably down to about a 1.5.
Okay, cool. Phil, tell Victory what we were working on through the break.
All right. So we looked at straightening, like, or strengthening your energy and straightening the way you carry yourself, the way you interact with people. So starting with yourself. So it's noticing like a energetic dynamic or an energetic exchange is happening and the failure to do so. In other words, like some people are too generous. Like they give their, you know, it's like if you have like $20 and then you see somebody and they're like, you want to lend them the money or you want to just give it to them. It's kind of like that. And if you feel sorry for them or if you feel just in a good mood, and it's like, it's not always a good thing to do that, to be charitable, just overly charitable. And so on an energetic level, whether you do that actually in real life or not, I don't know, but on an energetic level, that's what it feels like you're doing. It's like you're too charitable in a sense with your energy. energy, and you're just a little bit sloppy with it. So we changed a little bit of that. So first, by helping you be, you know, I'm saying it to you now so you can be more aware of that, or what is he talking about, or look at that, how do I do that? And then by being aware of it, we're also giving you the opportunity to make a more conscious decision of how you want to manage your energy, how you want to manage your interactions with yourself and others. And you know, you'll be more clear, and you'll have more clear interactions with yourself and others, you know, if you allow yourself to, if you want to.
Okay, Victory, how does that feel now?
It feels good. I'm probably at about I still feel like I'm about at a one, but
okay, so we're just going to strengthen that your perception catches up from you know, like with the energetic shifts. And also, what's coming up is just any last resistance of crossing the line.
Right. And letting go of old patterns and also old beliefs, because, you know, a lot of times it's like our, you know, beliefs serve us to a certain point maybe, but at some point if we're too rigid with them, or, you know, it's time to let them go or at least loosen up on them, you know. So it's okay with beliefs. You don't need to hold on to them too firmly, you know.
Yeah, that's okay. Good. So yeah, feel free to email me and let me know how you're doing.
Hey, thank you both so amazingly much. I love your show. You guys are awesome. And I can't recommend it highly.
More all highly. Right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Blessing.
All thank right. Phil, we had someone who emailed me, and I want to, we have another caller, but just really quickly, I would just like to touch into this issue. Her son is autistic, or has been diagnosed autistic, and he's doing really, really well now. But just in the last little while, he goes running out of the school and he goes running kind of like what was that?
Full disclosure. I mean, I have felt like that many, many times.
I know. I was thinking, I can't really blame him for wanting to go running out of the school, but it's not acceptable behavior, you know, because then everybody has to go chasing after him, and he's really fast.
I can imagine. Maybe he thinks his classmates need more exercise.
Well, that's what the weakness is coming up as. He certainly needs more exercise.
Right. Definitely. I know we joke, but there's truth in there too. So that's why the truth is funny. So yes, the situation is such that, yeah, the kid could use more running around. He has a lot of energy, you know, and that's how it comes up with a lot of autistic children. They have a lot of energy, and they don't have a place to spend it. So they get all like, you know, like a wild animal in a cage sometimes is how it comes up. And so of course it's going to get sort of, they're going to get testy, put it that way. So there's a lot of things we can strengthen. So first, being aware of that, you know, whether you're the parent, the guardian, the school people or whatever, you know, being aware, okay, of the situation, being aware that, you can only contain energy so long before it wants to, you know, spread, you know? And, so finding other outlets, you know, finding outlets, and also just strengthening this experience of running away. So for the school people, it's also just their experience of containing, having to contain others, their experience of being disrupted during a class, things like that. So all these things can be strengthened for them. So that's what we're doing now. And,
that was the big weakness is the school's reaction to it.
Absolutely.
So
that's another way that we can look at, like, really solve the problem is also look at the reaction that people have. What was the primary reaction or the biggest reaction that, you know, that bothered people or that, you know, about the situation? So if we look at that, oh, yeah, we were disrupted, or we don't want to have to go through this again. So, again, get these people strong to, you know, having to deal with situations they don't like over and over again, for example. That's an energetic shift right there. So other than that, another reaction may be like they don't like the running, or they don't like the chasing, for example. So again, get them shift their energy, you know, so that they're okay with that experience. When they're not, you know, so bothered by it, they won't karmically keep attracting it to themselves.
Yeah, because it really feels like the running is coming more from the school than it is from the child. What's happening with the child, what I'm getting is that his as you said, you know, the explosiveness of his energy of trying to contain it within himself, what happens is he has to have an output for it. And so he puts his energy out in that way, so because he can't handle having any more energy put in. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to balance that out between, you know, the school and him and what an education is really for. Like, what's one of the things that's coming up is running away from his education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, what is education really for? It's so that in the end that you can get a job and go to work every day and perhaps, you know, feel imprisoned in that. That's, you know, we were talking about, you know, your habits during the day and how the routine in the morning, a lot of the times this is like a really good example of it, is if you're not really strong to where you're going, it's hard to feel really good about getting ready to go there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we want to strengthen that for everybody listening in, that, that, you know, we can, be strong in finding purpose in everything that we do, so that, you know, that we are doing things with purpose, and that, you know, for this child, just strengthening his ability to be centered and stable and balanced in those situations. And then for the reaction of those people around him to be more centered and stable and balanced, so that they're not kind of feeding off of this erratic energy, and they're being strong to the more calming energy. Another thing that's coming up right now is, you know, and this has been coming up with quite a few of my clients, is that, you know, a lot of people are feeling this erratic energy right now, and there's a lot of solar flares happening, and a lot of people are aware of kind of the effects of the moon, but the effects of the moon on people are not even as substantial as the effects that the solar flares have on us. And the solar flares come in cycles, just you know, just like the moon does. So we want to strengthen everybody listening in to, you know, that energy, any astrological influences coming in. Is there any last thing that you would like to say about this young guy? Other than run. Run for your life.
You know, a lot of times when it comes to autistic children, I mean, or any kind of children who have any condition of any kind, you know, and, you know, they're young or, you know, whatever. It's like a lot of times we want to look at the family stuff, you know, the parents, the grandparents, just the guardians, things like that. We want to strengthen their energy. I mean, they obviously have to feel the effects of these situations, and, you know, some things are problematic and some things are not necessarily problematic. It's just a matter of opinion or perspective. So sometimes it's a matter of those people just shifting their perspective, and they realize, oh, something they thought was bad about their child isn't really bad, you know? And when they embrace that, then they can actually create a lifestyle that's more appropriate for the child.
Yeah. And what I'm getting, I know, when there's a difference in the home to the school, let's just strengthen this child to the difference. Like, you know, if he's allowed to be highly active at home and the parents get him outside to run and run the energy off, mm-hmm. that when he goes to school and he's expected to sit and be more still, strengthening him to that would be like almost like an athletic skill, sitting still.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that right. You know, that's kind of like what some people call yoga.
Yeah. Well, even you and I know that we could be sitting down and still be getting an exercise, a workout. You know, you and I know that, because, and maybe he just needs to be taught how to tense his muscles. So he could just sit there and be tensing his muscles and basically getting himself a workout while he sits in class, and nobody needs to even know.
Yeah. And people around him wouldn't even notice that that's what he's doing.
That's right.
That's a really good idea. So we just put that out there to the mom that emailed here. And we will take the last caller here that we have in when we come back from the break. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. And we will be right back to correct some more energy and make some more shift happen.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand. Thank you for your bit to insane.
If you you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Phil Free. He and I are joining forces to clear some serious energy and on the Higher Self Network here. We do have another caller on the line. Raul from Seattle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Colette. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
What can we do for you today, Raul?
Yeah, you know what? I'm calling to see if you guys can help me. I need a new job. I mean, I have two jobs, but I actually would like to have a new one for the new life I want to live. And I struggle with even sitting down to look for that job. So I'm wondering if you can help me shift that somehow.
Okay, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is it bothering you having two jobs and not the one you want?
I will say 15.
Okay, Phil.
All right, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to get you not bothered, and then you're going to find yourself a new job. We can't miraculously find the job for you, but
right.
We're going to get you in a situation where you can find yourself a job easily, all right? or at least a lot easier than you could before you talked to us.
All right.
So, so looking at the two jobs you have now, there's definitely some issues there. So we're just going to strengthen you to, again, sometimes it's not about fighting or running away from the things that bother us. We have another option, which is solve things. So the fight or flight is sort of our old way of being, you know, it's the more primitive way of doing it, you know, or maybe the more childish way when we don't know other ways of doing things. But as we, you know, so here we want to look at the things that bother you about these two jobs, you know, whether it's the coworkers, whether it's the actual work, whether it's the purpose of the work, whether it's the routine of the work. So we're going to strengthen you to all those things. Okay. And if you're not so bothered by them, you don't have to keep karmically attracting them to yourself if you'd like, you know. And
it's kind of like what you're saying, Phil. It's kind of like, you know, when we have a relationship and, right, you know, we leave that relationship, but we don't really work through what was bothering us in that relationship, that we end up finding a partner that has the same, that will create the same issues so that we can continue working through it. And that's what's coming up. When you said karmic, it really comes up strong that it's like a karmic space that you're in, Raul, where you have to redo and redo and redo and recycle the old stuff to really work through it. We want to strengthen you to be able to move forward with it and without running. Phil was just saying through fight or flight. So right now I perceive that there's been a shift happening. Can you just tell us, where are you on your scale of 0 to 10? Is it still a 15?
Well, when Phil talked about karmic stuff, something kind of didn't necessarily feel like a pop, but I was like, whoa, yeah, that kind of seemed like it rings the bell. So it's a lot less for sure. I don't know. I will think an 8. Or something like that.
Okay, cool. So, Phil, Okay. Keep going.
All right. So, we're going to look at that. I mean, so in this case, you know, a lot of people struggle with that, but it's a real simple concept, the karma thing, cause and effect, in other words. I mean, again, if you say something mean to somebody, then a lot of times if it hurts their feelings, then there's an energy that's left in the air. And until it's cleared up, that energy sort of lingers, and sometimes it spreads, and it can just continue for generations. And maybe your family hates his family, or, you know, your children hate his children, or whatever, or things like that. So that's how, you know, karma kind of stays, if you'd like, around. It's, well, we don't clear the thing up. So in your case, I'm just kidding, there's two specific coworkers that you want to clear some karma with. I don't know who they are, but I'm just going to neutralize you to them and them to you. And anything that's owed between any of you is repaid in full. That, no, you know, there's nothing owed between any of you anymore, and that you guys can move on, be free, independent, and move on with your lives.
Yeah, and another thing that's coming up is, like, when we are at a job that we don't really enjoy, many, many people kind of get, you know, there's boredom, there's like all of these emotions that run through us. And we want to get you really strong that when you go to work, that you're strong to going to work at those two jobs right now, and that you start to recognize the bigger picture, and that every single thing that you do while you're at work, that you're actually putting your effort into seeing the opportunities of what you can learn while you're there and clearing it so that you can move on really quickly. And so that, you know, even if you have a career that you really love, you still, there's going to be some jobs within that career that are going to bother you, that are not going to be as much fun. So we strengthen you to finding the what strengthens you from doing those jobs and doing them with purpose, and then taking that purpose to move into your career. And we just strengthen that 100% to your infinite potential. How does that feel right now, Ro?
I feel like it's a 3 and a 4.
Okay, good. Phil, do you have any last words here for Raul? We do have one more caller on the line, but we're really running low on time here. So,
sure. Same thing. I'm just going to do some more general things. So I'm just going to do getting you to be centered, stable, and balanced. All right. So we're going to put your attention on your center and get you to live and think and breathe and be more from a centered place. From there, mm-hmm. you're going to solve a lot more of your own problems. And that's really where we want to get people, because we won't have time to solve everybody's.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. And feel free to email me if you would like and let me know how you're doing.
Yeah. Great. Thanks. Great speaking to you guys. Good luck.
You too. Okay. So Phil, we have like about 2 minutes here. Kelly from Ontario, are you there?
Hi there.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello. I'm having a huge issue with speaking out. For example, I was at an event last night and I don't know. Talking one-on-one with people and all of that is great, but when I have to speak out in a group, it's just horrible for me. And then I berate myself for the rest of the day and night.
Oh, okay.
For not measuring up. So,
on a scale of 0 to 10, how bad was it last night at the event?
If I
you now?
Judge myself, I would say I was at least an 8.
Okay. So first and foremost, it never pays to beat yourself up. And quite often our performance what we think our performance was, how bad or how good it was, it can be very inaccurate. So I'm just going to work on that, Phil. Are you picking up from Kelly?
So, you pick up a lot on the audience's stuff, okay? So for you, it's being a little bit thicker skinned, okay? I can relate to you. I've been there before. Mm-hmm. You want to be confident in what you're presenting. When you're confident, it's tried and true. What you're saying is tried and true. And you can test it in front of everybody and prove it in front of everybody. You won't have any issues with the information that you're saying. Then it's just a matter of having thick skin and not being bothered. And just, again, just let your work speak for itself. You don't have to prove yourself to everybody. You don't have to convince anybody of anything. Just let your work speak for itself.
Yeah, and a lot of the external forces that come in, when we perceive what we perceive when we're speaking in public, what happens is we're picking up, like Phil said, what the people in the audience are feeling more than what, and not about us, but if they were standing up there and speaking. And so we're just strengthening you to your sensitivity around that. And just check in with you really quick here, you know, if it has shifted for you.
Yeah, I do feel a little more confident.
Good. Okay. We've run out of time. So if you want, you can call in next week and we can work on this some more or give me an email. I want to thank you, Phil. Thank you for calling in. And I want to thank you, Phil, for being on the show. It's always fun clearing energy with you. You can reach me at www.thetruthisfunny.com. You can also reach me on my Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette. And Phil, how can just give your email address one more time in case someone wants to connect with you.
WhatPhil@hotmail.com. WhatPhil@hotmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much. And we will talk with everybody soon next Wednesday. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. We'll be right back.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.